guess we'll see how that, well, that works. All right, so, so the first of all is, your dog got his armor. Dog size plate mail.
I have a question. Did you guys all have lunch? I
I had lunch.
I had coffee.
Okay, maybe you guys.
I'm fine. You know what I don't need is more protein.
Cooking wrapper, huh?
Which red coin do you want?
Oh yeah, let's see what's yesterday.
The prettiest one.
What'd you guys eat?
Prettiest one.
This one?
Mixing,
is that one?
Like,
did you look at all of them and compare which one's the prettiest one?
Like, soft taco mixings. So she got it from one of the Mexican markets.
Oh, okay.
Which red coin
yeah,
do you want?
So.
You like a taco
which
bar?
Which red coin do
yeah,
you want?
Yeah, we set up a taco bar.
The red one.
Which one?
We had refried beans.
The red one.
Which one?
Black beans.
The red one.
This one
rice,
this
that's
one
nice. And then we have pork protein.
I can take it myself.
So it's like chicken, carne asada, carnitas, and al pastor.
Okay.
What was the last one?
Al pastor.
Oh.
Let me
get,
which red coin do you want?
It's like a real pastor.
Which one?
Real pastor meat.
Red
coin. It's all the pastors mixed together.
Yeah. Alright, so now that your dog got his armor.
Oh, my dog's got armor.
Oh, sorry.
That's
no, I'm sorry.
That's for you.
Oh,
with plate, yeah, I got a note of it. I just don't know what the AC is.
Like plate mail, right?
Oh, is it?
So it's normal plate mail.
Jeez.
Okay.
Red coin.
Whoa. All
right, so end of the month, you guys need to pay for upkeep. I'm not sure how much money you guys have, though.
We have...
Just take out a group.
We have, okay. We have some. I have a group. Party loot. We have 93 gold pieces.
Alright.
Is that not enough or too much?
Okay, so this... Okay, this is...
It's like... 5 copper.
So... The minimum... lowest level is 2 gold pieces. So this is like, you know, very the cheapest lodgings, but still lodgings, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Oh.
Per person?
Yeah, per person.
Thanks, buddy.
The base is 100.
For a month?
100!
4 months. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm giving you enough gold or not. So, apparently not.
Well, we have personal gold.
Whoa! Personal gold. We're staying in the crappy location.
Wait, so you said 100 per person per month?
Yeah.
Is there any additional benefit besides role playing?
So if you go for the 2 gold, you get deducted group luck.
And you're so hungry.
Oh no! It's you get a -2 per stat.
No, it's not that. You just lose group luck.
It's a new game, which is eight.
But if we spend most of the month in the dungeon, you know,
You're collecting some amount of loot. Yeah. I don't give that much loot. That's true. So maybe I'll have to adjust
that. And then there's the bar.
So
We can, you know,
the bar will start generating income next month.
Well, it doesn't have to generate months. I'm just saying there's a place to stay. We don't have. You know.
Oh, that's true. So next month, yeah.
So okay.
Well, I mean, still 2 gold pieces, bro. That's pretty much.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, 100 seems high.
Personal loot, I have 424. So I don't think.
Yeah, you weren't buying armor for your dog.
I still have quite a bit.
I
was expecting the armor for the dog to be very expensive.
Is the bar zone for residential use?
Oh, we don't need to tell.
Yeah, there's a second floor is where the family lives, right?
Sure. And so we can rent that out.
Oh my gosh, how did this get here?
Yeah.
In my pocket? All right. So if you spend 200 gold, you get 1 personal luck. Which may or may not.
So
you mean I may not care about.
So I think we should at least spend the base.
What's your red coin?
In my pocket. Two? Remember you put it there.
Yes.
It was the other pocket.
2 per person. So we get deducted the group luck.
Yep.
I know.
Well, you have 8 group left, so you could all go to 2 gold pieces.
Anyway.
So expensive.
So it's either 2 or 100.
I only have 4 more.
Well, there's also 200 and 400, but
Oh, God. You don't have to
worry about that. The benefits are not that great.
2 or 100?
Yeah.
So how about 50?
Is that per person?
Over the year, you can average it out.
Is this per person or total?
Per person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just looking for a discount for, you know, having spending most of the time in the dungeon and having a residence in town.
That's not how it works. I mean, you rent it for the month.
All I did is look at the inn and tavern prices. It's like the cheapest is like.
All right. So comes what out you're to saying as a GM, your hands are tied. You couldn't possibly make a change.
I could make a change if I wanted to.
But, it also but he doesn't want to.
It seems reasonable. I kind of remember upkeep being like about 100 gold times your level.
Well, there it is. I am paid by 100.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Done.
Right. So we all have to spend 100, right? To retain our blue blood. If one of us spends 2, then we're screwed. So we have to decide.
Each person that spends 2, you lose 1 group blood.
Oh. So
we still have
we can rest on the laurels of other people.
You have 8 group blood, so you could lose a few.
We can keep track of who didn't pay 100, and when it's time to use the luck.
Yeah, we'll just tell you in secret.
It's like
I paid.
Right,
print it out on Front Street. I use the eraser. I can't possibly change it now.
I'm going to use 100. 100. How much luck do we have?
You have 8.
8? That seems like a lot.
Exactly.
That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
We should walk through this next fight. Alright, done.
Alright.
I'm gonna like roll like 3 times just to. Even if I do it successful, I want a crit.
So everybody's paying 100?
I'm paying 100.
What do you got going on there?
I don't know.
Oh. Is that a meatball with wings?
With fur?
Sure.
Draw a monster with fur and giant wings with claws at the end.
Oh, nice. That's very good.
It's Kevin's. He signed it.
Oh, Kevin signed
it. Oh, that's right. No, he just gives me a piece of paper, so you can even draw something that describes this.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, let's go upstairs!
Oh, he just got settled down here, though. There'll be a lot of work to go upstairs.
All 4 of you go upstairs!
What, already?
Oh, look! Uncle Steve's going! You're ready to go catch him!
Alright, and then Johnny's playing it too?
Daddy, you gonna get some vapor rock, Daddy?
You wanna get some vapor rock?
Yeah! All 4 of you go upstairs!
Why?
I don't think so.
Because I need to see if you have.
If we can fit?
Oh, you're gonna check our dice before we're gone? Wow.
Pretty slick.
Yeah, we had the. Wiz War Fire Alarm card. It was like half a week. This is how it works.
Oh, did you know that Sharash used to teach the SRE class?
And SRE class?
Yes.
Which subject?
I have no idea. I assume it was a section. I did not, but that explains a lot.
Well, what?
Just really into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just think it's really hard to fully adopt SRE stuff when we have all this legacy stuff to take care of.
Yeah. Anyway, it just explained a lot. I see Wu's SRE book. I suppose his name's on it. Maybe he's an author.
Alright, so let's see. There are 5 of you.
excited.
If it needs to be brushed.
What does
this mean? It's not like electric toothbrush head.
Who's pressing it?
It is, I think.
Who is pressing it?
I don't know. He's not doing anything, that's weird.
Alright.
You can put your arms all straighter. All more.
Alright, so there are two NPCs you could add to your party. There's the elf, which I forgot what it was. The second level elf.
You write this down or?
No, you don't need to write it down.
Okay.
So you could add an elf, you could add, there's also the second level fighter, who's like a sergeant of the guard. That's their job. Okay. But they can adventure if they want, if you need them.
Okay.
So the sergeant is a strength 17 elf. I mean, strength 17 fighter, so he's like, does a little extra damage.
Strength 17 fighter or an elf? Level 2 elf?
You could have both of them too.
How much are they?
What?
How much?
They will take a share of the loot.
Oh, right.
They will get.
That's a working GDO.
Share of the loot, but second tier for magic items. So they wouldn't take as many magic items as you would think. What are you doing?
I am working at this.
Oh, you're working at this? Are you gonna break it? Huh. How do you do this?
It's so funny. With our AWS stuff. They want us to eliminate toil, but they purposely add toil. There are places we could automate, but Google policy says we can't automate.
You can't automate those places?
Yeah. And the justification is to encourage us to switch the Google way. So if we do it the non-Google way.
Oh, you can't automate it.
You can't automate it. You know, if we switch to the Google way, we're allowed to automate.
Sure. Okay.
So total. I'm looking at chapter 6, eliminating toil. It's like, there are so many places we could eliminate toil. I mean, just look at just logging into AWS is such a pain in the butt because they insist that we use their their login mechanism.
You are?
Yeah, you are. Eh, whatever.
Do you tell them Ewoks are dumb?
No.
Should have been Wookiees.
I make my own. That's true. Could have done what? That.
Ewoks are clever. Otherwise, they would have been wiped out a long time ago.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to bring them along.
You want to bring two NPCs? Seemed to help last time.
Yeah.
More places to use. Oh. We can use group luck on them, right?
Well, yes. Okay. That's true. It was rolling really bad because it was the white corner.
Oh, here's my pencil.
Allows the mouse to really get around you.
Do they have DVs?
What? Oh.
Do they have DVs? No DVs.
No.
What are you talking about?
You know, What?
You want to go to the park?
Let's go to the library park.
The library park?
Is that the better park?
But there's one more seat there. But one more whole seat?
But one more seat there.
But you can sit on the front seat with my dad.
I could.
You can sit on. And
share a chair with your dad?
And those two people.
What, us two people?
and those two people. Can come to their car. Okay? To go to the library.
Who else?
Only four people
sit
on my
car. Oh, right.
Strangers.
Right.
Excellent.
How about the other random people?
No.
Who's a random person?
Who's a random person?
Exactly.
Hmm?
Which one here is a random person?
Yeah.
Who's a random person? Or are you talking about mommy?
Can't get more random than me.
Whoa, but if you know their name.
But sometimes when you roll on the table, you get an Uncle Sweet.
Wait, is it a puzzle?
It's not a puzzle.
What is it?
It's just cards.
Can I have one?
No, thanks.
Can I have one?
Gotta think you have this thing.
Why?
Because I saw what you did with the Pokemon cards last
time. You have cards here. And this one. Oh, animal shows, birthday parties. Alright, this is for the.
Jesus.
Mine card is broken.
I look at Reddit and they see people like, oh yeah, I got $1 million that they're betting on whatever. Yeah. Calls on something.
Do you know what this is?
This person lost $600,000.
Oh, what?
A few people did that.
Yeah.
You know what this says? It says library. So
betting
we're going
what?
To the library park.
The stock market.
Yeah.
When they get to summer camp.
It's like, wow, that's rough.
Because it says summer camp. So now it's summer camp.
Truly betting or just shorting?
Anytime you play the stock market, it's really
good. Yeah, I don't know. So Saturday and Sunday.
Michelle,
the way Vegas is, there's probably, you know, a way to. Actually bet on the market.
Playing bubbles.
You, I don't know, invest in futures?
Maybe. Unless it's illegal.
Maybe it's illegal.
Alright, so you bring the two NPCs, which gives you two more fighter types.
Okay. Which cave are we going to? The big one?
Yep, the big one. So this is what you've explored so far.
Right. Oh, we have a...
You can use it. I was also drawing a map, that's true.
You want to use this one? You want to
use it? Yeah, I'll use that for now. So there's the room with the throne with four large red gems, which you decided not to touch. Oh, because it was a warning, that's right.
Isn't it on one of the models?
And you need a teleporter.
Large gems with eyes?
Not this one.
Oh, okay.
You need a teleporter somewhere.
I need a what?
So,
I'm not sure that... Oh, okay.
I need a box.
So that's basically a big dead end here, right?
Yes.
When you find any... Secret door or anything, right? Let's go that way then.
Uncle Kevin's?
True.
Okay, no.
Loves the iPad.
No.
Loves touching things.
Okay, well, where's the mask on?
No, impulse control.
Jonathan, are you touching things randomly?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Veggies.
Ooh, nice. Right. Vegan sticks.
Yummy!
You want to drink milk?
Okay. You can eat one.
I can eat one? Cool, thanks.
Yeah, when you're older, those will not be yummy anymore.
Here you go.
Whoa!
Oh!
You will eat these.
Jonathan, no!
Jonathan,
no!
They can get their own, Jonathan.
Want some pancake? Jonathan, want some pancake? No.
Thank you.
Pancake.
I can have some too.
No, Jonathan, you cannot have pancake.
Yummy.
I agree. Oh, these chapters are so short.
Oh. Did they give that everyone one of that book, one of those books?
Yes. Did they? Oh, you know, I think it was a PDF version.
Ah. I remember when they all gave us a book.
I don't remember.
The book that Larry Ellison wrote.
Oh, right. Was it an O'Reilly book? Or just a book he wrote?
It's a book about... Yeah, I mean, it's a book he wrote about...
Yeah, yummy. Mm.
It's like the kind of, well, it's kind of like History of Oracle, kind of like.
Okay.
Because it's history, it's History of Oracle.
We didn't exist before that. Each chapter has individual authors. Define flows like a user.
Why won't my app work anymore?
According to this, you shouldn't do more than 50% of our time in operational work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Well, they seem to talk a lot like it should be a lot lower than that.
Yeah. Well, once you automate everything, it runs itself. And then you work on projects too.
And then you start laying people off.
Yeah. Well, that's only after 15.
And then lay people off.
Well, if the business is growing, you don't lay people off.
No, you have to lay off people in order to increase stock, period. Have nothing to do with growth.
That's weird. You seem bitter.
Well,
if you're not growing the business, then you do have to lay off people and increase stock.
But business was growing.
That's slowly. Wasn't making
there's an expectation, how much business is growing.
They just figured out that if you lay people off, you get a pump in stock. And that was all it takes. Now it's going to be done every year in order to get that little bump.
Well, I mean, that's always been the case, though.
I don't know what the cadence is. It's just that it was done 2 years in a row, and then Sundar just left the door open for more layoffs in the future.
Yeah, what?
So, while it might be every year, it could just be,
every couple months. Every year for sure, and then a little extra after.
But weren't you going to retire?
I'm fine with it. I just, whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to work in an environment when all your hope is crashed.
Yeah, it is hard. But
mommy's credit card everywhere, Jonathan.
I mean, you're just doing it for the group. So, but you know, if you don't like the group or like the manager, it's harder.
Yeah, well, I no longer have that manager.
All right.
But somehow my old manager, basically be responsible for me now. So.
Yeah, Nahum was asking me what would change when the new manager comes on. I'm like, I doubt anything will really change because the new manager doesn't know anything.
Well, he didn't write the end. He was not cited as an author of that book. So.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Was he a contributor?
No, it was. I looked through the whole thing.
He's been at Google longer than he has.
Okay.
You've been at Google longer than he has.
Okay, Jonathan, not too much.
Know.
He always says old Googlers, but if you look, he started 9 years ago and then took a break to go to Meta and came back.
Okay, so I... Okay, all right. I thought he started it for us.
No.
Took a break and came back. So yeah, he's actually... Even with the break...
The way he's using old Google, it's like... Pre-pandemic Google is what he's really referring to. And we're trying to learn... Whatever. When it was like, when everyone was like... Happy.
It's true.
So Han has been around as long as he has.
Yeah, I guess, probably.
I mean, of course, he predates with camera, right?
Han?
Han, was he at camera before?
No, he started at DevOps under Range.
Oh, did he?
As an intern.
As an intern.
And then
I'm sorry. Yun Fan. The whole reason I brought it up is because apparently that little comedy did during the meeting about, you know, don't want to isolate, whatever. It's because Yun Fan say you keep on saying old Googlers or you know old and you shouldn't, you know. I don't know. He felt that, you know, that was whatever, excluded.
Well, it is.
I guess.
Whatever.
Like everybody's been around as long as he has, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, everyone's been not Yun Fan, Yun's a little newer, but yeah.
Oh, I thought he came, anyways, I got the impression he came from what was the name of the camera company? A Drop Cam. I thought he came from Drop Cam.
Yeah. Gun Cam?
Yeah,
no,
so
he was hired on after... God, when was he hired? He was on camera side. I want to say it was during the pandemic.
Really?
Or maybe just before.
Who?
Yun Fan?
Yun Fan.
I'm sorry, that camera?
This
is that. It's hard because no one from, you know, I'm aware of everyone. Like, no one from the mock really talks to anyone in camera. Like, anyone on the RTS side doesn't really talk to anyone in camera except, you know, the monthly meetings.
Well, they were purposely silent. I mean, they were ensuring job security by isolating themselves and doing everything very differently. There was all this talk about integrating with Google, but. There was never talk. Never encouraged with their camera.
Well, Nest didn't integrate with Google either.
I mean, we've been talking about it forever.
Sure.
Just not doing it.
But applying lip service.
Cameras really didn't
this,
want.
Can you put this on Jonathan?
I just remember how resistant they were to like using Tarsier and then automated their their cert renewal. And they're like, no, we do it our way, we're out of here. And then they begrudgingly did just the AWS instance, which wasn't Tarsier at all. Well, it's Tarsier.
Well, they still have to make their own certs. I don't know. I don't know how automated the process is, because I think Bill... I had included Bill and Alex to be cert people. And after Alex left, we brought on Fernando or something.
Can you go upstairs, guys?
But, I mean...
My dice are here.
I think it's actually good.
Oh, is it for me? I thought it was for your son.
Oh, I have three of you.
But I have two. But I have...
But Bill also screwed us.
It's actually three.
Dave said you like...
I love green onion pancakes.
Yeah.
I have five tables.
Is it good?
But my pencil's here.
You know, Sweet made some from scratch.
Well, she made them from scratch too. She didn't grow the onions.
These are pre-made.
Oh, these are pre-made?
Yeah, it's pre-made.
Oh, really? Oh. Okay.
See, too many assumptions.
Pre-made, you just have to fry it, or pre-made, you have to... What?
You have to fry it.
Okay.
Let's go watch TV.
I make a mess out of the kitchen.
Can we guys watch TV? Everywhere. Can we guys go watch TV?
So, I think they're really running
for it. No, I can't watch TV. I have a folder.
The really annoying part is that
Jonathan,
Bill would defend his team during reviews.
Who can watch TV with you?
So,
Mommy,
Because we had to do a distribution of whatever.
Can you watch computer with me?
Do you need company for that?
Who are you talking to?
Kevin has his own computer.
Yeah.
You can't watch your computer.
I'm not allowed to watch TV.
Can you watch TV with me? Can you watch TV with me?
Can I watch TV with you?
No, Jonathan, can you wait?
It's not allowed.
Okay, Jonathan.
Well, she was bad.
Jonathan, you can watch computer whenever by yourself. But, you say you want to go with Uncle Speed, right? And Uncle Kevin? Right?
You watch TV. It's fine.
But
I understand.
You watch TV.
So, Bill's protecting his team, trying to get them rated at S, even though some people probably didn't do as much work. And then, this is last year, after he got the layoff notice, you can do squat.
it's a psychological. Really,
that's true, but like even he didn't do any of the manager functions that you're supposed to fill out. Like Emil had to cover him. I was like, really? Wow, that's kind of.
What? He was getting laid off.
Yeah, he's getting laid off.
So he lost all motivation to live.
Well, yeah. He also kind of. Started. I think he started. Calling it in. Starting the pandemic, just because his wife was kind of kept him isolated.
Which is strange.
You know, like, Fernanda moved to Florida.
No. How then?
Didn't tell anyone.
Cool. You got one? Okay,
I got it.
You want some Nene? Yeah. Okay.
But even before that, Justin would be, like, working on something. He's
Daddy,
like, I can't believe Bill isn't doing any of this stuff. He's an L6.
Who's that guy that works? Was it Andre? No, somebody else. Somebody worked
don't
on
do that. Don't do that. Why do you do that?
Really, it seemed like that guy broke Bill's will.
Oh, I know.
Because even though he's on me, you know, to make me more productive, meanwhile, you know, he's got this guy, this camera guy, that's like doing nothing. And, in the end, I think it was like, couldn't get this guy to move, and, you know, the rest of us became superstars in comparison.
I know that Duffy. Because there's Dave Lee.
Was
an L3.
It was a Dave. It was a Dave, yeah. Was it Dave Lee? It was a Dave, yeah.
Because he was pretty green.
But he was
also an Alvin.
He was just a... disappear for a long period of time and no updates and it kind of reminded me of who I got back to tell me. Thomas. Joe Thomas. It kind of reminded me of Joe Thomas. He just checked out for
Joe T.
Yeah, remember Joe T. He would just check out for weeks at a time.
He didn't really work with him closely.
He was on my same team and multiple times while Laura was asked to go check on him. Health and safety check. Make sure he hadn't blown his brains out.
Welfare check.
What's that?
Welfare check.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then he'd show up for a while. After a little while, visited. He'd show up for a while and disappeared.
You keep sliding.
Well, anyway. Sorry, Kev.
Fine.
So much derailment.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Are you alright?
Am I alright?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, once you're done with your videos, there's nothing to live for, right?
Well, I have another hike coming up.
Yeah, I'm trying to start October 2020.
Alright, so he's in. I just assumed, I just didn't know him.
He
worked in camera the way he was talking.
Yeah. 2.0. But he's pretty smart.
Oh, yeah, like, he's crazy smart. Yeah.
Talking about a lot of things. But he also said something like, it's like, I don't care what the higher-ups want me to do. I will fly the drones, right? I will fly the drones. It's like, okay.
I don't get it. I will fly the drones.
Like in the war.
Oh, okay. I got you. So,
Like, he doesn't care about any of the morality, so as long as he gets paid.
Got it.
So he's trying to figure out, like, what amount of work he has to do. Because a lot of the stuff Shrek's throwing out is, like, fluff. Like,
oh, yeah.
You guys should be doing this. I'm like, I don't think these are the traits of a good SRA team, or whatever.
Well, clearly, we should automate the toil. So, all of this task flow crap and grad stuff should be automated.
But like, Shrek's just coming to Courtney and me. And he's like, "Hey guys, how do I motivate the team? Like, my one-on-ones isn't talking about my career. It's like about how to motivate the team." I'm like, so I think it's kind of hard because all their friends got fired.
And if we do our job really good, then you're going to fire me too.
And then,
don't get fired. Poorly, you get fired. But if you do an adequate job, then you'll get fired.
But it's like, we're responsible for all this legacy stuff that isn't valued and like doesn't have good developer support. And then, it's like, we don't see what the true goal is, right? The organization's all in this weird state of flux.
Sit.
And not organized.
Jonathan, are you listening to Daddy?
No. The answer's no.
Your mommy needs to spank you?
No.
Okay. Your mommy give you
a kiss? I'm just extrapolating this to, like, this must happen every day.
Yeah, bad.
This is a sample of what it's like to be a parent. I'm sure Sweet has days like this, too.
I lost my shit a few times.
I had lunch.
I had lunch too. Who didn't have lunch?
I had solid food for lunch.
Yeah, I'm fine. I had a half pancake.
I'm really happy with the dinner I made for Dawson and I last night. We both got a Cornish game hen apiece.
Oh, not the burrito?
Not a
full game head.
Oh yeah. I speaking of which, I need to tell somebody to. I left a salad and a sandwich in the fridge. Can you toss it next week?
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
It might still be good. It's only what, 3 days, 4 days?
It was Wednesday. Salad.
Just pick it up on the way back.
It was Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
It was Wednesday. Yeah.
You don't pay toll.
In the car.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, yeah. I don't pay a toll here either. I thought they were going to work. So, and usually they have to avoid the bridges coming here. Oh, man, it's traffic is
crap. It's up the whole thing.
Traffic was such crap.
All right. I mean,
though, usually I'm dipping this in soy sauce the whole time.
Oh,
my God.
What?
Green onion pancakes is just a vehicle for transporting soy sauce in your mouth. Oh, and chili oil. Don't forget chili
oil. Okay, I can see the chili oil. It's already like salty, isn't it?
I mean, could be better.
Wow.
Could be saltier.
Cultures are different.
Never rectify the difference.
Alright. So, anyways, the temple's eerily quiet because all in dead. That is one of the things. And, like, when you're walking along, your footsteps echo.
Are you recording?
Yeah. I'm going to have to delete a bunch of stuff.
Why? This is great. Years from now, this is what we want to hear.
Occasionally.
I was complaining about stuff.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's if I remember, if you were talking about actual people, then usually I try to go delete it. I mean, actual non-gaming people. I mean, you know, if you want to talk shit about, you know, Chris Van Horn, I leave that in.
You know, whatever.
Well,
it's only talking about other people.
Everybody we're talking like, about is dead to us, so it's okay.
You know, eventually you'll be able to search by, audio recordings on the web.
No, you've got the tag to say don't crawl your site.
There's so many other search engines that do not pay attention to the tag I found out. So I was like, what? Oh, what the fuck?
I give up. All the Chinese ones. That's how they steal secrets. The fire defense engine, the robots thing. Robots. Secret vetted.
Oh, I don't know how they got through my security.
Whatever happened to standards?
Oh, just put something in your Mott D about being a white hat. Not good enough.
Man.
Anyways, all right. So you kind of start going this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was saying, there's the throne with the four large gems, and there are 12 skeletons around it that are, you know, they're probably just dead bodies. And then there were zombies here that you killed, and there was, like, the wandering zombies that you killed.
Are they still on the ground dead?
You haven't gone to look.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're just saying what was. Okay.
What was there?
We haven't seen it yet. Okay.
You haven't seen it. So you haven't checked to see if they've been restocked. Okay, so you go this way. There's two doors, and then the
what are these letters?
That's you guys, so that I can arrange it if there's a fight.
Oh, okay. I am.
So I can kind of put where you guys are. You're the fighter, F.
Oh, F. Do you have, like class or whatever?
Yeah, I'm
a magic user and E2,
Elf 2.
Elf 2. Man, that's pretty embarrassing.
In what way?
Why not level 2
cleric? It's not elf 1, it's elf and elf 2. I'm just saying.
Well, that's right.
Alright, so we walk down and you see doors, right?
Well, I guess we should check the door on the right. Or we can go back for these four large red gems.
Wait, oh, that's the entrance. We go to the right and check the door.
Yeah, we're from the entrance. So they went left. We left this alone.
It's a big dead end over there.
What?
What?
We got these zombies big in the right. Yeah.
Alright, so go to the right and check the first door on the right.
Where's the big you want to check the first door?
It's a big dead end.
Yeah. So we have a T, so why don't we have T? Check the door.
Alright, the thief can roll someone roll 3d6 for the thief.
3d6? Oh, yeah. There's not a d6.
I got it.
There's 3d6. I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
What if I roll first? What if I roll first?
You can't. You don't have
I won!
You
have to. Wow. Are you supposed to get high or low?
I hope it's low.
To roll low.
Okay,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, you got it. You got it.
Fair. 5.
Alright. So there you hear nothing.
Because
yeah. There's nothing. Yeah, that's great.
Because there's nothing. I mean, whatever. You roll 5, so I'll just check to see how far, but it's too far away for you to hear them. I mean, there are obviously monsters here somewhere.
They're not in every room.
Yeah, I thought they were checking for traps and unlocking the door, if necessary.
Oh, okay. You also check for traps. Might as well. Because I really hate it when GMs make me explicitly say I search for traps every time. Every 10 feet.
I wasn't thinking of the noise at all. I was just thinking about opening the door. Sorry, I didn't specify what the thief probably should do. Which one's the thief again?
Sophia.
Is it Sophia?
Right. So she's
Karina's got a character too, right?
She's a dwarf.
She's a dwarf. She's, oh, she's a D.
That's true. She is a D. Ooh.
Oh, you're drawing.
Oh. All right. Oh, I should roll to see if there's a monster. 3. Nope.
That's a 6 or a 1, for sure. Apparently a 6.
Let's see. Let's come out. All right. So this opens up the corridor. You kind of go down. So now,
as is possible.
You know, it goes down a bit. It's kind of sloping down this way.
How can we tell that dwarf isn't here? The D isn't here to tell us. All right.
So you can go, you know, this or down. North, east, or south.
No, we could obviously go right.
Oh, you're sticking right?
Yeah, well, we started right, so. Last time we started left.
That's true, we should have ignored these 2 doors and kept going.
Yeah, clearly. Well, we can stick to the right, eventually we'll come back to the entrance across the hallway.
What was that, one Call of Cthulhu adventure? Or like, whoa. Or like you
hey,
guys...
Hey, that's a little too hard, Jonathan.
No.
That's enough. Jonathan, don't
I'm going to start throwing stuff at you like my cat. Because, you know, sometimes you can't get up to stop her from chewing on plastic.
So. I just leave plastic bags around the house.
And like liners for trash cans. Stuff like that. She'll just like chew on the edge of the trash can. Like the bit of the plastic that's sticking out.
Yeah. I have a lot of bite marks in some plastic bags. And I'm like, whatever. Got it. I don't know why they do it. Do you like the sound?
Oh, the other. I think it's a texture thing. The other thing it does is if it's, the door is closed, it just goes. It has no claws. It'll bite all day. It's like, I need this door open.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you'll eventually will have to
open. Mine doesn't do that. Only when he wants food.
Yeah. Well,
he knows I'm behind there.
The kids like to keep the doors closed. So.
It's probably best that way.
Of course, since the kids have been gone, it happens less. Dawson's back, so it's the gun again.
Can you find it?
Well, he can't probably get here with his headphones on, right?
he's pretty good at opening his door when you knock. So he can hear.
He just ignores the cat then.
Maybe. And it's kind of a soft noise. So. I put Riley's laptop in my backpack, so.
All right, so this goes down.
It'll be there Friday night.
And eventually it comes to a door. That
I won't be, because I'll be in Yosemite.
Got it. Well, then, whatever you guys decide.
Can you find the cat?
Alright, so the T is going to do
comes her to a thing. Door that is an iron door that is locked and barred on your side.
Oh.
Barred on our side?
Yeah.
So we can
unlock
unbar.
It and unbar it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's something inside the inhabitants of this place doesn't want out.
That could be it. I mean, that's obviously it.
But all we've seen is undead so far?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just zombies. You've only seen zombies and those
what
skeletons.
What could it be?
We were told what this was.
What were told?
Oh, wait. I believe it was a description.
Shrine of Evil Chaos. There's a demon in charge. You guys got your ass kicked by the undead. We never even got to the demon.
Okay. There's actually a little window because this is actually a cell. So actually, it's like
that's a cell.
It's a square room. There are skeletons, like, chained to the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, just dead.
So you guys see.
Is there any, like, statues in the room?
Yeah, lifelike statues.
So you see,
too much play information?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. You can barely see that, around the corner. You think there's a woman, like, chained to the
wall. Ooh, hot woman.
With a really thick hair.
What? No, you can't see the hair.
Thick
hair. You only see her legs.
Moving.
See her legs?
So we can talk to her, is what you're saying.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, so why are you in here?
Oh, she says, the...
That's not role-playing.
That's
You notice I was in first person.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect you enough to be in first person.
She was captured by the cult and imprisoned. Oh, she has no discernible accent.
What did the cult like about you? What did the cult not like about you? It felt the need to.
They're probably gonna use me for some sort of sacrifice.
Oh my gosh!
Sacrifice.
Well, sounds like we should let her out, right, guys? We have no player knowledge that would stop us from letting her out, right?
Well, sounds fair.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand in back then.
I could put a mirror in front of my face. Is she unusually tall?
It's hard to tell.
Let's go to the library.
Do her eyes glow?
Do I go to the library part?
It's hard to tell.
See what he says.
As she is partly around the corner, at first only her shapely legs and body, up to the shoulders to be seen.
Up to the shoulders.
So if we open the door and she moves towards us, she's obviously, you know.
But she's chained.
We don't actually know she's chained. Because we can't see. That's true.
No, you can see her arms. You can see there's chains on her arms.
No, okay. So she's not chained to the wall. She's chained, loosely chained. Clearly. Our mandate as good or neutral characters?
No. We don't have any mandates. Are you good? You're just lawful.
Lawful.
Yeah. There's no good that you
are. Yeah. Well, she hasn't done anything illegal. So
according to whom? Who's law?
But it's up to you.
Who's gay for you?
I see.
You should obey the local law.
Oh, local law. This is the undead law. Why should I plug in my phone? But I guess we should open it up and let the one surviving
a
prisoner out.
Yeah. That sounds good. It's an honorable thing to do.
We have no... We have no... intel that would say otherwise.
Not really.
Oh, detect evil. Oh.
Yeah, we have detect evil, I suppose.
Don't we all have detect evil?
No. I can read magic.
If I had
anything. I'll let you all. Okay. Well, everybody can roll wisdom.
Wisdom.
3d6.
3d6.
Let's go to the library park!
The library park?
Yeah!
Where's the library park? I assume this is low.
Very low.
That's the opposite of low. So it could only be one higher.
No.
Wait. We have a 12 and an 11. 11. I made it.
That's
12.
Yeah,
made it.
Well, I kind of needed it by 5. Make it by 5. Which is pretty hard.
4.
But I mean, snakes aren't very loud.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about? We don't have knowledge of these
That's true.
Snakes.
Why do people
plug in their phones?
Because otherwise they don't have no battery. Oh, he knows about battery.
Hey, be careful. Drive away and knock off.
Sacrifice?
Alright, I'm assuming Sweet goes in first.
Yeah.
Oh!
Sweet, do you go in first?
Sure, why wouldn't I? Wait a minute. My wisdom roll wasn't the worst, right? Wasn't there one person with a
But you're in front.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, the guy with the 12 might have rushed in.
Oh.
Did somebody roll a 12?
Yeah, but he has
12. I rolled a...
I thought you rolled 17.
I rolled 17. I thought you said I rolled 11.
Yeah, that's the worst.
No, I have 11. I rolled a 7.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah,
you rolled a 13.
I'm enthusiastic.
I rolled a 12. And I have a 12.
I'm enthusiastic.
You walk in, turn the corner. Oh, it's a Medusa.
We've
never seen one before, so we don't know what it is.
That's true.
What is that?
Well, we didn't unlock it. So all I got to do is, if I save, I can get the hell out of here. That's all that matters.
Saving throws versus paralysis? Or turn to stone?
Pinification.
Turn to stone. It's called turn to stone in this game.
All right. 14. I got to beat a 14?
You have to roll high, right? Or low?
High,
you
right?
have to roll high.
Yeah. So I got to beat a 14. Piece of cake. I just rolled a 17. This should be easy.
Nope.
That's 8. I can do it.
Yeah. Do you do it?
As far as Kevin knows, I made it.
Oh, no. It's a D20. Sorry.
Oh, a D20.
For saving throws. Thank God. So you're going to get another chance.
Oh, yeah.
Girl. I can't tell.
I'm sure it's...
Oh, God.
It's either a 6 or a 9. Good.
It's pretty good.
You can use... Okay, so the saving throw versus turn.
What are you doing?
Oh, actually, no.
So I turn to stone? If I
is
fail?
Is this yours, Kevin? Or...
I got it out of my laughter bag. the sanctity of
you should just put the bag outside the door back there. Let me see.
Let's go to Christopher's house.
He's not there though.
Where?
He's How is it? 4? He might be at the maze. Right,
so group luck. Group luck is out.
So you can use group luck?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So you can roll twice more?
Twice more.
So turn to stone.
Is that good?
No.
All
right, so use group luck again.
Better.
you can use group luck again.
There you go. I don't know where they went, man. Well, here's one.
No, that's Jonathan's.
That's Jonathan's
over here. No,
okay. So here's the 8.
No, I mean the red one's
so
from Jonathan.
One. Yeah.
So you're going to use another one? All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So now you're down to 6.
This is how we lose it all.
Could be. God, you are really bad at rolling here.
Roll better, jeez.
Oh my god.
Am I really turning the stone if I do this?
Well, yes.
Wait, she won't
be. What, temporary?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. What you don't know. He's not going to tell you.
Right. It's not permanent. Sounds like 3. It's not permanent.
Oh, whatever.
Character?
Yeah. We can wait it out, theoretically.
I have it.
Think about this. This is time well, okay. They're used well, to kill okay. players.
All right, fine.
Now you're turning it.
11. God. 10.
So that was, you used 3 luck.
3, yeah.
It's still missed
out. Dude, roll better. You know, like this.
Well,
this?
I'm sure.
Yeah, it looks good. 12.
Yeah, we get 2 rolls, right?
Yeah. But, so you're saying we use the 4th?
No, I'm just...
Okay. No, yeah, see?
I'm just saying.
Done. Are you saying we use the 4th or not?
It's so easy.
Hey. He's just explaining how easy it is.
I'm just showing you how to roll. Jonathan, okay. No.
Oh,
now you ask. Oh.
All right, so Dave turns his tone.
Killer!
Well,
Vanessa apologizes. She forgot to tell you she was going
to sorry about
that. But if you let her out, she can turn him back into flesh.
But she just forgot.
Yeah, oh, okay. Wow. That's an important detail.
What?
But, sure, we should rescue our pal. Okay, we should trust this inherently evil person.
We just like
you only did 3 rerolls, right?
So there should be 5 left. Okay. So you guys drag me back with a rope and just don't tip me over. And,
you're pretty heavy. I'm bound to break off something.
I might be lighter as rock.
Go to the park.
But mostly water, right?
Yeah, water's pretty light.
Well, rock sinks.
What kind of rock?
What kind of rock?
Sandstone or
pumice?
It's hard rock.
Like
granite. It won't break off.
Granite.
Unless you were like this or something.
Okay. Cover your mouth.
I'm frozen, giving you the double bird. Close to my body.
Okay.
Not like this. Stretch out.
Well,
I'm invisible.
Do that again.
Invisible.
You can't see me.
Guess we should just let her out.
Do that again.
Really?
I don't know. Who else is gonna turn you back to, you know?
That's well, it doesn't matter. I can't.
That's
I
like
can't.
A fourth level spell or something, right?
I have no debate.
Yeah,
I can't
there's
debate.
No one in town that's capable of that.
Hey, maybe you can tell him to take a break at 4:30.
Stone Tooth Flash? Nobody in the keep can do that.
Okay, can somebody answer to Jonathan Day? Can just go to the park with him?
But we can't go right now. When do you want to go?
Go to the park.
Which park?
Closer to my house.
Now? It's kind of hot right now.
We are going to my park. Why are you not listening?
Why are you listening?
We're not so much not
Why
listening.
Why are you not listening?
We're actively ignoring you.
Whoa.
Invisible? But actively. Actively ignoring? That is funny.
Who are you at?
What?
Where are you at?
Yeah, only he can win.
Jonathan, are you going nuts with Uncle Sweet? Jonathan, all night. You're ready, Uncle Sweet. That's not all night, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, can mommy
come
here? Okay.
All right.
Seven, talk to mommy.
We're going to the park.
Okay, seven times.
Can mommy go with you? Let's go.
What do you need?
I needed a 14. I had a 16% chance.
No,
12% chance.
14?
That's like 7 times 5, 35%.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, it's 14.
Okay.
That's 30. Do you want mommy go first, Jonathan?
I rolled twice and I got it. How are you? Oh,
on your die.
You took my probability.
Is that how that works? I took your probability.
Everybody knows that's how it works.
So she says if you can let her, don't wanna free her, she can turn him back to flesh.
This is the only chance Sweet will be.
How well do we know him?
Well, you can just drag him back to town and it'll wear off, I guess.
All right.
We don't know that.
I thought we did know that.
Why
now? Which game? The DM tells you a bunch of lies.
Is that player knowledge or character knowledge?
About
it'll wear off.
People can roll int.
Can you get down and respond to him?
What'd you say?
Everybody can roll int to see what you know about Medusa's.
This is a D&D.
There is a minus. Yeah. What is a Medusa? Medusa is level.
I get to roll that. I just can't say anything.
Let's see. Medusa.
That is good.
Probably, what is, fight or four? So I'm going to say it's a minus six because it's a fairly high level monster.
All right.
So it's minus six.
Minus six to what?
To know the typical abilities of
the beast. So you're in minus six, you're trying to roll 3d6 or less.
Minus six.
Why bother?
Minus six?
Yeah.
I can't make it.
Because it's high level.
Six or lower.
Well, actually, it's...
I can't make it. So what?
It's minus
four. I can theoretically make it.
It's minus four for the second level people.
I can't even theoretically make it.
My four?
No, you're first level. It's only the thief and the cleric that are second level.
Oh. Only minus four?
Yeah, because you know a little more now.
Okay. Well.
Okay, now I can theoretically make it.
Now you just need the three.
I can theoretically make it. I didn't, just so you know.
Isn't the thief kind of smart? Or no, that's someone else?
No, the thief?
I thought
he was pretty smart.
Oh, Kit's really smart. I thought the thief was smarter for some crazy reason.
But Kit is in here.
So I could technically make it.
Yeah. All you need is roll 3-1.
No, I have a better chance than that.
You have a 2?
You didn't do it.
I did it on one die.
Wait, how do you know? Where's the light?
Alright, so the thief has a 13, so you only need a 9. Thief only needs a 9.
In the wrong way.
Sophia did that too. Runs in the family.
What's this?
Alright, so thief has a 13. So
thief has a 13?
So minus 4 is a 9.
9? Okay.
That's totally doable.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to do the first one?
Yeah. I mean, I'm... Well, that's not true. I was going to say... My probability is just on the dice 20 as well.
So I use different dice.
I've
used
these. Yeah.
Is that better?
Well, that resets the probability. You failed once already.
Alright, send me a 9.
Just pretend like you don't know the outcome of the first one.
It's a little higher.
Nice.
Nice.
Either way, we don't need it.
Alright.
All of them.
Let's just say 5 more minutes. What time is it now?
5 more minutes.
Yeah, you know how long 5 minutes is?
Daddy, set the timer.
Oh, set the timer.
Oh, just count to 300.
He's much cooler than I thought.
Count to 300. Count to 300. How about you count to 300? Can you count to 300?
Okay.
5 minutes.
I thought Chris said 50 minutes, not 5 minutes.
It is 50 minutes.
I thought,
yeah,
15
minutes.
500 minutes.
50.
50? Did you really say 50? No, you didn't. Because I thought, oh, I could have misheard 15, but that isn't what you said at all.
50 minutes.
Like that? Like that? That sounds good? There you go. All right. We'll all be dead by then.
15 or 50?
50. All right.
Now all right, so you're still talking to the music.
I don't know. So what do you think? I have no idea. I don't even know what this thing is.
I can tell you.
We don't know.
No, you can't.
I could describe
it. She said sorry.
I could describe
it. You could have told us, but now you can't.
Didn't she say she was a Medusa? I'm sorry. No. I meant to tell you I was a Medusa.
Yeah.
She said sorry.
She said
yeah.
that.
But we don't know what, do we know what a
Medusa is? So you can't look at her.
Well, you know what a Medusa is.
We've heard
in terms
the
of like, you know,
okay.
the stories. You don't know the exact things about how long her petrification lasts.
It's got to cut off her head, right? Right.
Well, no. Then you use it to, like, you know, stone other things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you need a shiny shield.
All right.
Gotta polish it. Why did I polish my shield?
Jonathan.
All right.
I'm hoping we're making a deal.
Jonathan. Well, that's the deal.
Just
we
throw
really
a couple
her.
Smoke grenades Stop. And she's dead.
If you polish your shield too much, you go blind.
Oh, what'd you say?
Just polish it. Once or twice before then. yeah, I think we'll free her. Because I don't think she will come back for this otherwise.
Okay.
I doubt you're going to kill the entire party anyway.
okay, so let's have the thief try to pick the lock.
The 3d6?
Yep. You're not very good at it, so... So we'll see what happens.
And you're distracted by
it's a level two.
Constantly yeah. looking away.
Well, you can look at the lot.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
She keeps on going like, how you doing? How you doing? You doing okay?
Wait,
so need help?
You looking at the Medusa, why would cutting off her head work?
Why don't you just hand the pick?
You have to make...
Hand the pick to the snake. One of the snakes.
One of the snakes.
And then the snake could do it for her. You have two hands. You're assuming
the snake has levels in.
No, oh, I'm wrong. The thief's actually fairly good at open lock. 12 or less.
12 or less.
You should be able to do this. Well, 60%.
Oh yeah.
Oh well, yeah. Easy. No worries.
A little bit worried after that six.
That was only for one lock.
I blew all my probability.
One lock per
on that, on that three on a die on a 3d6.
Every snake is individually shackled.
Can you help me tie these up?
How would she feel about, you know, cutting all the snakes off?
It's too tight.
Not good.
You think it would hurt?
You
should have
a bite. Cut off the snakes.
That's what you have on the
desk. Basically, if she gets a haircut, does it hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, he's curious. I can't actually ask, but I'm sure what you
anyways. No. Alright, so
that's bad. What about downstairs?
all the pubic region. But they're little, like they're like whip snakes down there.
Anyway, so she turns you back to Flash.
Oh,
you're not sure how you did it because you weren't actually looking.
Don't look at her.
But I was staring directly at her when she did it, so I immediately turned back. Right.
No.
Or am I immune now?
That's a good question. You probably have 1 second to close your eyes. But anyways.
Now, was I conscious during that time?
And then she said she's gonna leave.
Okay.
Thanks. Unless you go talk to her or do something.
Oh yeah. She can help us and then betray us and leave.
That's true. She could also do that.
Help us do what? We're just trying to
rid the cave of the demon.
Oh, I should roll. Oh, okay. Maybe she will help you a little bit. Let's see.
Wait, we didn't ask.
Well, she might give you.
Oh, she might offer.
Do this
and turn it dumb again.
Yeah, but by the time she betrays us, we'll be really good at not looking at her.
It actually says she betrays me immediately.
What?
If Reed, she attacks. But, I mean, you know, they made it different in DBO.
She
attacks?
It's more of a plot thing. Which is nice. But anyways, let's see what she... What's her... reaction, 2d6.
How do you do it?
I go like this. It says you're really fast.
How many
That's pretty fast. Nothing happened.
Nothing to see.
Do it like this?
No, see, look. I move. I just want to change this. I just do it really fast. Okay. Maybe a little like that.
You're dead, huh?
So,
this.
Forget you're gonna see
this. All right.
So the thief unlocks her. She attacks the thief.
What?
What?
Okay. Retroactive.
I rolled a roll on the reaction.
Well, then she wouldn't have any reason to unpetrify Sweet.
Yeah.
What?
She just wants her to be free.
Yeah, she just wanted to be free.
Oh, she's so she. To trick you. Okay, so
but she does have a way to turn me back with lunch.
Okay, so she turned me back. So before, during the unlocking process, she unstones me.
No.
She said, if you free me, I'll unstone him. So the thief freed her, and then she attacks the thief.
But did not turn me back.
Right. Did not turn you back. I mean, she's got a potion.
Is that how you do it?
Okay. A potion. So kill her, I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Without looking at her.
Yeah.
You're not looking at her, you have a -4, I think, instead of
full concealment.
But you have a bonus to hit other people. Because you can see everybody else.
This is the worst decision ever.
Why'd you suggest she might help us? We were good.
Harder or slower? Faster or slower?
What's faster or slower?
Psycho is going to turn you stone.
Can you do faster or slower?
-4. Wow. She's pretty tough. Oh, let's see what she hits.
Wait, that?
Yeah.
We got 5 luck coins for the party.
Yeah.
You always have 5 luck coins.
Yeah. Always. For the last 2 minutes.
She hits the thief. Roll Saber's Poison.
Saber's Poison.
How do you do it?
D20?
Yeah.
D20.
That's a Christmas thing. You want to roll high, though?
You want to roll high.
Can I flick it on the
That's corner? Not high. No.
All right. Let's use.
It's easier to do it on
use chip.
All right. Let's see if she hits you. Hopefully not. 17. That probably hits. Oh my god. What's your AC? Let me look it up.
I think Pika is not great AC.
Why do we use the chip?
This is too. She missed the thumpy.
All right. Roll saving throw again for the thief.
And then missed it twice. 2 more times.
No.
We rolled it back to when the Medusa attacks.
We rolled it to hit instead of the save.
Yeah.
So she could have missed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's easier for her to miss than for you to make sure.
But she hit anyway. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, roll again.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I told you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Poison is 13. You should be able to get 13.
But it's so hard for me to...
I could, but I didn't.
Keep dropping.
Wow.
Can't help it.
Okay, I'm sure she'll miss this time. I cannot roll this time, but yeah,
God. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Really?
3. Okay, not sure. All right. Okay, initiatives.
Good thing we all paid 100, huh?
I mean, if we all paid 100, that'd be a lot of chips.
Can I have a pencil?
Do
trusting. Oh, I could have rolled higher. In which case, she would have been friendly.
Not in a good way.
All right, so the thief gets 3, I think. And then cleric, and then Happy gets 2. And Nicholas gets, oh my god. And then,
is that the bad one?
No, they're both good. There are no bad jokes anymore. And then Elf 2, and the Fighter 2, and the Medusa. Probably gonna be dead.
I didn't know there was a Fighter 2. Oh, there's a, that's
good. There's a second level Fighter also.
Gotcha.
Alright, so, Black Joker, you get 2 actions.
African American.
Cast Charm Person.
It's not a person.
Person, no. Person,
let's
huh?
See. Maybe.
Could be. I need to look up what charm.
I leave any booze here?
No. Rice wine vinegar.
You look rice wine vinegar.
It's like, what's an Asian
thing? Whenever a magic user elf casts a charm person spell, the player will ask you for the effect. Charm person spell are those which are normal human, demi-human, or humanoid creatures. Human-like creatures.
Human-like-esque.
Essence.
I mean, you know, more human-like than an owlbear. I wouldn't cast charm person on an owlbear.
Oh, is Medusa originally a human?
Yeah.
So here's some examples.
She's cursed her child.
High intelligence, pixie, sprite, average, gnome, goblin, hobgoblin, kobold, troglodyte, low intelligence, bugbear, gnoll, lizard, man, yeah,
so. Can you set a timer for 5?
Well, she can't be very smart. She forgot she was Medusa.
It's gone.
What can I see?
Okay. Oh, well, okay. I think it'll affect her. She's humanoid. Human-like. She has high intelligence, though.
Is it going?
I disagree.
Which means
she forgot she was a Medusa. She can't be that smart.
So, charm person savers a spell. She also has a bonus again.
Why are you playing the dice? Okay.
But anyways. Not so, if you do charm her, though, that
why
means it only lasts for a day.
A day? Finish out this tension.
Jonathan, quiet down.
You're all these guys.
Plus 2 to save with those are spells. And she saves as a fighter 4, which you guys do not have. So,
who has the blue dice?
That was me.
Oh.
Thank you.
Alright, so fighter 4 spell needs a 16. She's got a plus 2, so needs a 14.
Hello!
Alright. Hello,
friend. Oh, God. Okay. I'm petrified.
Alright, so she takes out of the potion. She unpetrifies you.
So wait, she uses a potion? She doesn't have an innate ability?
No, she doesn't have an innate ability.
Then we could, you know, we could have killed her and then, you know, been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question is, if more than one person was turned to stone, what would happen?
Oh, she's got 6 doses.
Oh, nice.
See,
nice.
I could have done 6 people and still saved you all.
All right.
And she probably would have. She just forgot.
Slipped her mind.
Yeah. You know, that time of month, I just very cranky.
Sure.
What?
Do you know how to do this?
No. Can you show me?
I am.
Oh, you are showing me.
Wow, that's kind of tricky. Yeah. Almost like you're cheating on your roll.
How do you do it?
Yes, am I doing
it
right?
You just do like this.
Okay.
Just faster.
Until it stays on 20?
And roll it.
I don't have a 20.
I'll never get a 20.
You have to get.
Clearly 214.
Wait, roll.
Oh, 421.
That's 320. That's 12.
You're just putting it up.
So unlike DDO, they don't have like laser eyes.
So she's not as useful
as if she would be.
What's that mean?
Well, comb eyes. Comb
eyes.
Yeah, she doesn't have that. But
there you go.
Well, that's because, yeah, in EDO, it's easy to see it. You can't turn away. So if you keep running back to the party, then when you meet monsters, Uncle they'll probably Chris, see your face.
I know how to they'll do it.
She can't just lead the way.
I know lead the how way, to but do it.
Well, we're not looking at her eyes.
If we're in two columns and she's in the middle, we're set.
Daddy, do you know how to do it?
Middle in the back. Two columns, middle in the back.
Do this.
Let's see.
Like this.
Do you know how to...
I don't think it matters, as long as you look at her.
Yeah. I said, do you know how to do that?
It's probably just her head.
Can I show you?
Okay.
How about this? Is this good? Am I doing it right?
That's how you do it.
That is how you do it?
Yeah. Okay.
So long as I just stare at her chest, am I okay then?
Yeah. You somehow keep focused there.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
No. Trying to trick me.
I mean, it's fine. You can have her in front. You just, nobody's pretty much looking in front, towards the front.
Yeah, but we need options.
Well, I guess she could be back.
If she's in front, we don't have.
Or you can put her back over her head.
I think
we need this one.
We need to put one over our head, too, just in case hers falls off.
This one's double bagger.
Yeah, if you just put.
If you have some sort of like cage that's only open in front, then, you know,
like
you'd be fine.
Like one of those horse blinders?
Yeah.
Exactly. Or like a little cone for the dog.
We could teach her some stand up routine. She'd become the unknown comic.
Oh. I think the cone will work, right? It's just like.
Yeah. So we get like 30 degrees.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, she won't mind that at all.
So she can lick herself.
Yes, exactly. That's not a bad cartoon. Medusa has mange.
Alright, so now you have Medusa in your party. I'm not sure where you're gonna put her.
So, we can't look at her eyes, right, basically? Or is it just the face, or what?
The
whole
head. I think it's just the head.
Entire head? How back of the head? Yeah.
You're probably going to save through bonus.
I say put her in the back of the party.
Yeah.
All the bad guys can still see her. And that's our only attack, right?
Well, her snakes...
Uncle Kenny!
Her snakes attack and do have swords in the back.
What?
He's
talking right now,
though. Yeah, it's
just
going to talk. Uncle Kevin. Yeah, what?
Do you
know how to jump the die? Nope.
Can I show you how to do it? Okay, it's like this.
Oh, that's
jumping.
Seems pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think I can do that.
I'm not
dexterous.
Funny noise. Do it again.
What? What funny noise?
Shuffling the cards.
Oh,
okay.
It's not just you talking.
Making fun of my talking there. That's pretty cruel. Cutting remark.
Yeah. Oh, I got away from you. Want me to show you how to do it right?
Do you not have to do it?
Oh, yeah, I know how to do it.
Then get the old, and get your new orange die.
Right,
okay, new orange die.
I don't have it that
way.
Nope.
All right, you go.
Who's
on
the zombie guard?
Can you get it?
Nope.
All right. Nope. So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Oh, actually, let's see.
Mommy,
yes.
Wait for me.
Guess I didn't say
it.
All right. So that was the Medusa.
Perfect.
Your party. Maybe you can have her open the doors. If they're not locked.
Look away.
She's good at opening doors?
So well, she goes in first.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Sure, that could be our protocol. Yeah.
Well, we can...
Put her grenade.
And then, well, I mean...
We can stand on the side and open
that's mine?
This or like that.
That's a crazy die. Yeah. I want to use my die.
All right, so where do you guys want to go? So you're going to keep sticking, right?
Yeah. Now he has the ultimate weapon.
I mean, it only works against things that can Uncle have Kevin, eyes and are not undead.
Dive with Uncle Dad Cole.
There you go.
What?
The Uncle Dabco.
Who's that?
Let's wish dicing with Uncle Dabco.
This die is broken.
It's Uncle Dabco.
Do you know how to do it, Uncle Chris?
It's on, supposed to be on my
phone. Yeah, he knows.
Thingy.
No?
Oh, is that right?
It's two of them.
It came off of something?
Yep. I know how to do it.
Part of a book. It's supposed to like spin it with...
It never gives me...
Uncle numbers. Sweet, do you know how to jump your die?
I did, I showed you.
No,
that's wrong.
This is the right way. You're doing the wrong way. I was telling you, I do it better.
If I see
do it you're like I do. Do it like I do. Do it like me.
This is good.
No, but this is better. It hasn't got away from me once.
I don't know how to do that.
That's okay.
That's why I'm doing
this. We can't all be best.
Wow. Oh, like this. Uncle Sweet.
Yeah.
Can you get your die?
Yeah, this die right here.
The orange.
The orange one? This is not going to work.
Jump it up. That's how you do it?
Oh, so you want it up in the air. All right, gotcha. I didn't realize that. But it gets away from you when you jump.
You just jump it so faster.
A little faster.
Okay. Maybe tossing is not a good idea.
Yeah, I'm teaching him how to do it right.
You throw it at people really hard. That's how he's doing it right.
Well, I'm sure when he said jumping the die, he's going to bounce it off the ground. But jumping, I was disappointed.
The table. Hey, can I have the pen? Can I have that pen?
Why?
Because you need it.
Why do you need it?
Alright, so it continues a little bit.
Okay.
There's a door and it continues. You can listen to the door. Thunder can roll.
That's 3d6?
3d6, 9 or less is her...
9 or less.
Is it really...
It's on the left side.
Does it matter?
The door's on the left side, though.
We should just have... Let me just open the door and...
We're gonna get trapped.
Still no skin off my back.
Wow.
That's true.
Look, we have to take you to town for justice, and then she'll just turn to town for justice.
One of my dad.
Yeah, we're not taking her to town.
You are now free to go for our
unless we can somehow.
Okay. So
get the shackles on her without breaking your.
You open the door.
Your spell.
You got your own paper here.
But look, you can jump on it. Jump is so fast, like this.
Yeah, that's fast.
Do it like this.
I was doing
too it. Very fast.
I'm going so fast. You can't like get faster this. Than this. This is like crazy fast.
Jump it.
I am.
Jump it.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Got away from me.
Advanced skill, jumping.
Is that how you do it?
Oh, yeah.
But jump, do you know how to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
You said no.
Oh, yeah.
And I showed you how to do it.
Who said no?
He's telling you. Say no, so he'll show you.
Now I know.
Why?
Because you watched.
He showed me. Right?
Get a paper.
Get a paper?
Let me get the paper up from here. Okay? Oh.
So that goes into a room you can see. This room has a bunch of grave markers. So it's still kind of burial room.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go in?
I have papers for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could possibly go wrong.
Oh, actually, sorry. They're coffins.
Oh.
In a larger coffin. Okay. So, there are 5 coffins and a larger sarcophagi.
Here's the paper.
This never works out well.
Never works out well? You don't think, people keep treasure in coffins? Hidden treasure?
But you know,
hidden treasure. Thank you.
My mummies are priceless.
Yeah?
Honey? I
don't know. Paper.
They definitely had a price at one point.
That's true.
Looting. I already have a paper. I already have one. I need 2. Looting. The dead is not lawful.
Whose law?
I am.
By whose law?
Universal law.
There's no universal law.
Geneva Convention.
The what convention?
Never heard of it. That was a Red Dawn reference already.
I didn't know I should have.
Yes, well, you have to.
Can I have a pencil? More?
In like the 5 years you had my VHS tape, you finally watched it.
Oh, really?
I think so.
No.
You never watched
it.
Red Dawn?
You had my
tape. What about the new one? Have you watched the new one?
No, I don't think I've.
You did the old one?
You watched the old one twice.
Better bang for your
buck. I watched Big Fan. That's the one I watched.
That's the only one you watched. Every tape I ever gave you?
That was a CD. Big Fan.
Big Fan.
I don't think you gave me Red Dawn. Because you just assume I watched
Pattinson. What's his face?
Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt. Yeah, not Pattinson. Yeah, Patton Oswalt. His little passion project.
Big Fan.
Yeah, it was really good.
Is that a fan?
Yes. It's
really big.
Electric?
Manual.
Football.
Cyclic.
He was a Jets fan, right?
I don't know.
I think he was a Jets fan.
So you're deciding whether you're going to loot the tomb or not? Or the
coffins? I already put it by my 2 cents.
Put it up for vote.
Well, having run into a lot of undead here, is there a reason you want to loot this?
You haven't run into a lot of undead?
We have.
Oh, we have? Yeah.
Yeah, so...
There's another good reason. It's unlawful.
Is it, though?
It is.
Well, what is it says?
You so know, how do you feel about cannibalism?
Who's
there's
law?
Certain laws that are across all cultures. Looting the dead, always illegal.
On Earth.
Wow.
Well, wait, what about the...
There are cannibalistic cultures, but yeah. No, those are not... They don't really,
what about the cannibal cultures?
They don't really do too well, actually.
those cultures almost always are a product of some horrible, like, I don't know... what you call it? Catastrophe. So,
no.
There is the exception of the one where when you're only eating a little bit of them as a tribute to their life.
They don't eat
the entire body.
I thought like the some Polynesian country enemies.
Yeah, they do.
Take their powers.
But again, that's not
usually it's almost because it's a
that really
it's
didn't
a resource
good.
Poor resource.
Yeah, but it's their law.
Could be their law.
Yeah,
but it was. It was
but you just
said you're not a Polynesian culture.
But you just said universal.
You're more of a medieval European culture.
It was like the.
Oh, right. Universal in Europe.
No,
yeah.
It's universal. If you disagree with these universal customs, there's something wrong with your culture.
You mean white?
Yeah, exactly. That's what's understood about the universal laws.
Well, you tend to, if you keep doing that, you tend to build up heavy metals.
There's that. Wipe yourself out.
So the Medusa said, you can just open a coffin, and then if something moves, everybody's around it, and just, attack
like
it.
This?
Yeah. Like this.
Like this.
Your swords. It's just a piece of advice. Free advice.
Pro tip.
Seeing as you're all like first level, except for the few second levels.
They should get little sword holes in the sides so you can hit it from all the different angles.
So the wrong thing to do is burn coffins because then you might burn whatever's inside. If it's traitors.
Wow, she's full of good advice.
But what if the traitors paper?
Yeah. You don't want to burn it accidentally.
Exactly.
Don't burn it. Okay.
Don't burn. Don't burn. Stabby, stabby. One at a time. That's what she says.
Yeah.
And I say, don't do it at all.
Jonathan, no.
You say you should do it?
Against universal law.
Let's see.
Jonathan.
I think both NPCs are neutral. Although, you know, they're not really. Incestuous. They're like less. They're like 3/4 party members, so they don't really get a vote.
Two of them can get a vote in half.
Okay, actually, the elf is cautious, so he says probably shouldn't open them.
Oh, nice.
And the sergeant is lazy, so it also says probably shouldn't open it.
That's a vote in half.
Vote's on my side. It'd be nice if they took the high road. I'll take it.
I need a light blue.
That's it. No more.
I mean, one of them was greedy, then sure. But no, they're not greedy.
That's their defining.
Don't lose them.
Character aspect. Cautious.
The elf is cautious and rude.
Cautious and rude.
Got charisma 5. And the sergeant is lazy but friendly.
Oh, okay, good. Well, they also make good points.
I'm all for not opening them.
Okay.
Sure, let's just move on.
Alright, move on.
I don't know why you're shuffling those cards.
Nervous habit. Nervous
yeah, I don't think anyone here was actually, you know, itching to open them.
Oh, so much loot.
Yeah, the last story of those was the biggest thing.
No.
That's right. The whole coffin.
It wasn't sparkling or something. It was like it was tilted and gold coins are falling out.
I mean, there is some amount of loot.
Sure.
Tainted.
All right, so tainted then loot. You go this way?
The worst kind
yes.
of
loot.
All right. Did I do that? Because I did not save.
Do it again.
Okay.
Again.
Well.
Yeah. All right. So it goes into a big room.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. In this room. Which room is this?
You see A?
I mean, later adventures, we won't have problems with.
What?
Nothing. A what?
Okay, so it looks like some sort of storage chamber. There are many piles of boxes, crates, barrels, sacks, and so forth. Looks like the temple supplies.
All
right. Do you want to go in and search it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Nothing. No moral qualm there.
That's true. Okay. You start searching it.
Yeah.
After 3 rounds, a gelatinous cube attacks you. Oh, actually.
What? How do you miss it?
Actually comes in from behind you guys, so it seals you in.
Oh, we're aft.
Is it?
Does it get the Medusa first?
Alright, we should put
she's in the back of the party.
All we need to do is put a strainer up.
Hey, Jonathan, look up.
That's the way to go. We should have a giant.
Once the Medusa was inside the gelatinous cube, and we tried to fight the gelatinous cube, and we'd be stoned.
I assume so.
You probably get a bonus for your saving throws because you can't see her clearly.
Oh, nice. What if it's a really clear gelatinous cube?
Oh, it's like has not eaten for a month.
That's right.
they have
totally translucent.
That's right.
They have organs. You gotta get the organs out, which are tasty. You have to like use like a strainer.
Only other things.
Oh, delicious and
dungeon. Wow, organs of other animals, maybe.
Delicious and dungeon made it clear.
So, Marina's playing in, I guess, several D&D groups in North Carolina, and she's saying that, yeah, once...
You're doing it wrong.
No, once, like, Delicious and Dungeon came out, like, at least there's always one chef in the party.
Nice.
But we did it when it was not cool yet, right?
Yeah,
There's a fictitious book in there, basically the cookbook of the dungeon cookbook. They should make that really cool.
Okay. Doesn't matter, because it's really slow. I just wanted to see if anybody wants to play. So you all go before the gentleman's cues, because it's really slow.
Cool.
I don't even know.
Too slow.
I die for.
Jonathan, you're not being nice.
Jonathan, no grabbing other people's stuff.
Yeah, that's not a nice thing to do.
That's three dice.
No, we have one.
Which one?
Blue dice is mine.
Which blue dice?
The two blue
that it's hard to see. But Uncle surprise is often. Oh, I should roll for
Uncle
surprise.
Uncle Chris has it first.
No, these two.
Oh, didn't surprise you.
But you just have those two
of the
lights.
Yeah, but those are mine too.
Time linkers.
Yes, they're all mine.
Paralyzed.
You can only have blue. All of those five.
Yeah, those are all mine.
But I need some.
Here, you can take this one.
Okay, everybody can make an in roll.
I don't want it.
Oh, okay.
That is Uncle
Sweet. Make an in roll. Tell me how much you make it by.
In roll and.
By a lot.
So if I don't make it. 36, you're all low.
You want me to lie? It sounds like you're encouraging me to lie.
Oh my god.
I trust you.
I made it by one.
That's totally different.
Oh, I made it by three.
Okay.
Yeah, I made it by one.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
no.
smart.
Oh, I'm
I made it by three. I rolled a five.
I made it by negative four.
Alright, so you can hit it with weapons. It does not dissolve weapons.
Oh, oh good.
Well,
these are weapons.
Once we hit it with a ladle.
Again, you would do some damage. It would not dissolve the ladle.
How about a melon baller?
It'll probably do less damage.
Oh, he doesn't do any pluses.
That was an alarm.
No, that's the alarm. That's not a timer. Timer's still going. See, timer's still going.
Oh, okay.
That was an alarm.
Timer's still going. That was
sure?
your alarm.
What was the alarm for?
Are you sure?
It's almost 5 o'clock.
It's almost five. It's almost over.
It's locked.
All right. What'd you do?
I hit the plus button.
He's adding a new alarm.
Oh, that adds a different one.
Yeah.
Wait, you reset your... There's no alarm.
I didn't reset it.
There's no alarm.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. That's what I meant.
All right, so everybody...
Wait, you hit this one? You hit the X?
I hit the plus.
No.
Oh, plus. That's add a new one.
Oh,
okay, okay. Not yet.
See, it's 14 minutes
left. Not yet. All
right. Everybody can try to hit it. It's AC-8.
It's
really easy to hit.
AC-8? Yeah. Happy miss.
Oh, it basically, it's the size of the corridor.
It perfectly seals it in. How can you... I hit the wrong wall.
All right, that's gonna do it.
AC-8. Oh, that, you need 11 or better.
Which one do you want?
That's so.
Give me one. One left.
I know, but which one do you want?
One left.
Which one?
See, nine. I just missed it.
Oh,
one.
Can it be like AC-1? No, 2, 20?
One, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 people can attack it, really, because once it goes through.
There's only 6 people here. Oh, wait, there's the NPCs.
Yeah.
Definitely sure. The elf hits it, and the sergeant misses it. Oh, hits it, because it's a plus.
Oh, yeah.
Do
I have a plus?
I have a plus.
Yeah, plus
didn't
3.
Help.
Yeah.
Didn't help.
You have a plus 3?
Yeah.
On the AC.
Oh, I actually have a plus 4, right? Because that's and then my sword bonus.
Yeah.
Plus 4. Still didn't hit.
How about your dog? you don't want your dog.
Oh,
to
dog.
Fight.
Oh, the dog. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to eat.
He's coughing because he's sweating.
Stop eating the dog.
It's not delicious.
I'm sweating a lot,
John. It's like nine. Opening its mouth right
here.
So they both hit it, do some damage. Okay. It's about half dead. Johnny. Okay, everybody hit. Everybody
hit. I mean, he's 6, right? So 2.
Are you done with this?
The thief and Johnny can shoot it.
Isn't that mommy's?
Johnny.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny.
Let's
no.
find those. That's mommy.
See.
That's yes. mommy's.
Oh. All right, D6 because it's not backstab.
Which one do you want?
It's the same.
2 plus.
No, you need.
He said it was AC.
It was a big one.
Yeah, AC. Need a lot more.
All right, 50%.
But you
only need a 7. That's all I needed.
But not the right
one. I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 2.
But Daddy just had it.
3, 4, 5, 6.
But that's mommy's.
All right.
No, you know what? That would be a good use of a luck.
I know, it's going to use a luck. It's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but before it
does
damage.
No, that was yours. Okay. Uncle Chris, give to you when you're a little baby. That's a baby dice.
Yeah, you get these ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but that said didn't come with a D6, if I recall.
Yeah, it doesn't have the D6, but...
No, do you want to go night-night, John?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so separate. Yeah, because I want you to buy more D6s.
And I think I asked you which one you prefer. Because it was a set of three die six or this.
Both.
And why'd you give it to me when I'm a baby?
Duh. Both.
Because I wanted to get it to you as soon as we saw it. You want me to wait? I could take it back.
Your AC without...
Would you take it back?
Alright, so Chris got you these? Where? So I got him the die sixes.
Where?
No, you gave me these. Oh, okay. We don't have die sixes.
Yeah, you gotta give these.
Where
did I put it back?
Yeah.
I think we got them... Actually, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we got it at DungeonCon or if Peter just ordered it. Right, DungeonCon. So were you alive?
Alright, so Javelin's Q doesn't actually do damage, but it touches you, so you have to make a save throw.
Oh. Me?
Yes.
I didn't even hit it. I wasn't even there.
Why are you trying to lick it? I told you not to lick it.
It's jelly.
Yum, yum, yum. Save versus paralysis.
Save is what, die 20?
Unflavored gelatin.
Yep, die 20.
Real high?
You have a reasonable real flavor.
What kind of? It's a little bit acidic.
Like a Jello salad.
It's a little bit acidic. It gives it a little...
Like pineapple. Pineapple's
13?
13? I think you need a 14.
Wait, I have a plus, don't I?
Usually you don't have a
You're
plus.
A cleric.
Oh, right.
I know. He's all two cleric.
Oh, yeah. Happened.
Oh, no. They're still the same.
Okay,
so are you guys all okay with the... Rice? Yeah, no, mixed rice. Do
you guys want
white rice? Or is a mix of...
Brown and white.
Yeah, yeah.
White.
Any rice.
That's fine.
Any rice.
So
just give us rice and some soy sauce.
Oh, now you want soy sauce.
Well, rice by itself is salty. Oh, okay, so you're paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Everybody else can attack. Right. You should be able to kill it.
You hope.
Okay.
It's only AC 8.
Ah, I hit it the same.
Oh my god.
Oh, 2020.
Hey, but I hit.
You're paralyzed. You're
paralyzed. Oh, here, look.
Rice is
nice. Nice.
Expensive Japanese rice.
Okay. Is that impressive or is this more impressive?
Thank you.
That's more impressive because I hit with
7.
No, this is. I rolled both of these at the same time.
I hit with a 4.
I rolled two dice at the same time. They both rolled 20s.
No, I needed a 7.
I did.
Yeah, roll damage.
Yeah,
I have no idea what my damage is. It's the two
I
shooters.
I think they're both D6s.
Aren't you paralyzed?
No, two shooters.
Yeah.
Two shooters.
I'm paralyzed. The one I didn't do anything. I was saying that. Hey. I was
thinking of Jello. Hey. That wasn't very nice.
Okay,
hey, no.
I'm
going to
take
your
dice
away.
You
don't
want to
break anything.
How are you going to take your dice away? What? No, you don't use your dice to hit anything. No more dice.
I want one dice.
No, you have your own dice. Don't hit anything. No.
Nice and soft.
Okay.
Good.
Dice sixes, huh?
Yep.
2 and 6.
I
have a question though. But this is Japanese rice. It kind of tastes like sticky rice. Are you guys okay with that? Do you like sticky rice or you?
Tastes like sushi rice.
Yes.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's like, but I thought you had to add stuff to make it sushi rice.
But this one is a special.
Kinda like.
It's a special grain. Although it's a regular rice, but it tastes like sticky rice.
That's fine.
anybody who does not like sticky rice, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. You love sticky rice.
Hmm?
You love sticky rice.
How about you?
The stickier the better.
My dad makes it.
All right, so it dies and it kind of dissolves into the ground.
Yeah.
Leaving a bunch of organs and stuff. And bones.
Organs.
And but they're dissolved coins.
And a glowing sword.
Unusable.
Roll.
Join on the
You can roll wisdom or int, whichever is better.
Int.
And
wisdom.
Look! My red is wrong.
Scoot that up.
Yeah.
My leg is an apple. An apple.
Not that one.
3-7. Alright. And then Cadell's paralyzed for 70 minutes.
Someone has to carry me. Jonathan, no.
Gotta turn them once in a while so we can get
that something with it. No.
You just leave them here, right? Nothing's gonna attack them.
Do you know I made an apple? Do you want to eat the apple?
That's a nice apple.
No, oh. Thank you.
Three dice?
Yeah.
Would you roll this
your hand if you want to eat for. The apple. Okay.
I thought it was just Chris you were doing the wisdom for.
Do you want
anybody
to eat the apple?
Oh.
You're just looking at the remains to see if there's anything valuable.
Hey, what?
That
you
was,
want to eat the apple?
That's sure. Six. A 3-6.
But don't eat all of them.
Okay.
No.
Wisdom, huh?
Yep.
I can make
or
it.
Ant. Whichever is better.
Uncle Kevin, do you want to eat the apple? Uncle Kevin! Do you want to eat the apple?
No, thanks.
Okay.
All right, so you find a wand.
Do you want to eat the apple?
Sure.
But don't eat all of them, okay?
Just one or two facets?
No, eat slower, okay?
Hey, slower than that? Just one facet?
Slower.
Half a facet?
Slower, okay?
Okay, I'll eat from the inside out, okay?
Don't
eat. Weird.
Here, do you want to eat the apple?
Don't eat the same size as me. You don't want my cookies.
Okay, I can never eat apple.
Oh,
okay.
It's different.
Can I have cookies?
It's different.
What do you between the different versions of the people in the Borderlands.
What? Oh, yeah.
What?
Which one's easier?
Or better.
Use the easier version, but with a better loot.
Yeah, do that one. That's what I want.
Okay, Jonathan.
Anyways, there's a wand in here.
Wand
of wish.
A little odd, though. Well, you'd think you'd want, like, you know, Reaper 8 or something.
Reaper 10. I don't want it. I need it. All right,
there's a little bit of gold.
Yeah.
So I'll have to...
Oh, you'll put
it? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you at the end. I'll add up at the end.
Okay, got it.
How many wishes in
so wait, so so you can have the elf, the other elf,
the good elf,
the real elf.
Whoa!
The other elf has a read magic already, so he'll use that.
Whatever.
He's got two spells.
Oh, he has two spells.
And one he's level two. He's got two
one
spells.
One of them is
your
paper.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So he can read the inscription. It's a wand of enemy detection.
Enemy detection. It's right there.
That would have been handy.
Which I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Well, it would have detected the Medusa.
That is true. Enemy detection.
Oh, that probably would have worked in the coffins too.
Yeah.
That's true.
And we could have looted the one that was enemy free. You know,
wands is the one that's enemy free. Triggers all the other ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. So here, when you use a charge, all enemies within 60 feet, even those hidden or invisible, will glow. Will start glowing. So if there was a bad guy in a coffin, it would have probably been able to see the glow.
We can go to the park.
Yes, that's what I heard.
But when the timer goes up, we can go to the park.
Okay,
when the timer goes up.
Alright.
Okay.
I hear you.
You both need...
Are we really down to three?
With what?
Could unknown number of charges.
Can we use the first charge to get more charges?
No, that's a wish wand, maybe.
I thought all wands had that weakness.
You just need to go to a charging station.
Yes, use the wand of detection to detect no charges.
Okay, so I guess we keep going to this new corridor.
All right.
Are we done?
Okay.
We'll do one more. Almost 2 hours.
Is it four?
Even though you spent half an hour talking about you.
Some amount of time.
It sounds really bitter. I think Courtney's making a game out of it.
He's keeping his morale surprisingly high.
Yeah.
After the initial after the missile is up. Low.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb. Like, a week or two ago.
All right, so you can roll...
No, Jonathan,
someone roll for the
beef cube.
Oh, like, well, with this corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine could be the other part.
That's what I'm...
Okay.
There
it goes. Oh, that's a corner, sorry.
Oops, I'll do the
one.
Wait,
what?
I can see what he's doing on the screen. It sounds like
what is he looking at? What is
he's seeing this one.
Over there.
Yeah, I was like, that's hot.
We're almost back.
Go now. Okay.
No, we can't go yet.
No, we can jump. We can go now. Okay, Debbie, shift the time to 5 more minutes. Yeah.
Okay. We just go now. Why showing the timer? Just go. Let's go.
Debbie, he's
very.
He is like you. He's
like you.
Mechanic driven. So.
Whoa.
What driven?
Well, you shorten it to 1 second, and then you go.
Yes.
She said you're like mechanic.
Yes. Oh, Jonathan, look, this is
like
pretty.
A robot.
No, they don't Metronome. Adjust.
They don't adjust.
Mm-hmm. Right, Jonathan, do adjust?
Yes.
Oh, really? Can we have a black ball for breakfast?
No. Okay.
Can we have blue ball for dinner?
Yes.
Okay, can we have blue ball for breakfast?
No.
Why not?
I don't want it.
See? Okay. Jonathan, you have to be more flexible. What's wrong with using blue ball for breakfast, Jonathan? Hmm? It's a different color, Jonathan. Are you ready? Do you want to put on your gear before you go?
Yeah.
Okay. Put on your helmet. Are you cold? Do you want your bed? Okay, time is almost ready.
Which minute
do you
get? What? Alright, okay. So there's a door and the corridor keeps going.
Okay.
We did 50. Remember?
It's almost time's up.
What did that?
So you can roll for listen for the thief. Who's good at listening?
This is 3d6 also.
Yep, 3d6, right or left.
Oh. I was like, the first two look good.
You don't hear anything.
When the timer gets. It's almost up.
Oh. You want to open the door?
Sure.
Okay. This one is seems to be like some sort of like
Daddy, how many minutes?
Guest bedroom, but it's empty.
I'll send him a decent.
So it's like a bed, a dresser, little table, little hotel room.
Nice.
Guess could search it, find a Bible.
Sure. Everybody can roll wisdom for searching.
Okay.
Wisdom for searching.
Uncle Kevin and Uncle Chris and Uncle
Sweet,
we're going to the park because the timer is up now.
Okay.
There are,
well,
I missed.
Yeah, I missed too.
I am going to
ride
my bike.
All right. Well, all right. Okay. So, you know, someone accredited, you would have found something. Otherwise, it's supposed to be an empty room.
The house
is
blocked. So I have to go around.
Oh. Walking. Whew. All right, nobody died. Although you did use a lot of.
Well, someone did.
Someone could not roll well. Five. Nobody used personal locker. No.
Yeah. No one used personal.
All right. So that's it for tonight.